Community action agencies in the Commonwealth are working with state lawmakers to ensure funding of their work to alleviate poverty continues. Previous state funding helped the Worcester Community Action Council, serving central and south central Massachusetts, create a resiliency center, offering financial coaching and income tax assistance to low-income families. Executive Director Mary Beth Campbell says her agency is not doing things for people, but with them.
We can help affect change that isn't just about stabilizing someone for a period of time who might be in crisis, but really moving them on that crisis to thriving continuum.
Campbell says low-income families are struggling more now than during the pandemic, and that flexible state funding, as well as federal aid, allows her agency to innovate and evolve to best serve the needs of people. State funds helped the nonprofit Pace Incorporated in New Bedford acquire and renovate a building where families receive help with health care, financial, and child care services. Executive Director Pam Keechler says funds were also used to create a food pantry, offering greater choice and dignity to families in need.
We wanted this to be a place where people felt welcome. We wanted them to feel like they had the decision on what they wanted to take. And we wanted them to walk away feeling like, you know, they got what they needed.
Keechler says food insecurity remains high due to inflation and supply chain issues. She says community action agencies are there to identify needs and fill in the gaps, contribute to workforce development, and ensure all families have a fair shot at success. For Public News Service, I'm Catherine Carley. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.